dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Shalom, this is Billy Bram and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And with me in the studio today are Jared, who's our engineer, and his little sister,
Hannah
Brim. And I'm thankful to God for the young people of this time who realize that we're in an amazing time and they're a part of it. Not long ago in the morning, one morning I awoke. It often happens first thing when I wake up. And I heard this phrase really strong in my spirit. A body hast thou prepared for me. A body hast thou prepared for me. Over and over. So I had to get up and find it in the scriptures. I knew where it was. I knew it was in Hebrews, and I knew it was talking about Jesus. And the very verse which says it in the New Testament is in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. And I knew that its meaning is all those sacrifices and all those offerings of those little lambs stood for the body that Jesus was prepared from Mary, being his mother, to be offered as a sacrifice for our sins. Now, actually taking a little more of that passage in Hebrews from the King James 10, chapter 10, verse 4, it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he being the Messiah, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. So when Jesus came into the earth, he walked forever. He's the Ancient of Days. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. He's the Creator. But here he says he's going to come into the earth. And when he comes in, that eternal spirit, that part of the Godhead, there's a body prepared for him. And he's to live in that body, a sinless life. And in that body, he has come to do God's will. Now, it says here in the seventh verse that he said, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will. So that means it tells us that already this has been prophesied and already it's written in the book. Well, where was it already written in the book? You see, this Hebrews 10 is quoting Psalm 40. And in Psalm 40, verse 6, it prophesies. Now, David lived 1,000 years before Jesus walked the earth. And David wrote, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will. So Psalm prophesies that he'll say, I delight to do thy will. Hebrews 10:7, when it quotes it, says that when he came into the world, he said, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will. So God had a body for Jesus. And in that body, the second person of the Godhead came into that body for one purpose, to do God's will. God has a will. Now, Satan, it means adversary. He uttered 5 infamous I wills. In Isaiah chapter 14, it asks a question. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? How did you fall? That's what this is saying. You were the son of the morning. You were the anointed cherub that covered. How did you fall? Seems impossible. Then it gives the answer. Verse 13, here's how it happened. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You see, God is not, what was his name, Giuseppe, or whatever his name was, the Italian puppet maker that in the story created Pinocchio. What was his name? I've forgotten. But anyway, God is not a maker of Pinocchios. He is also, today, they can make robots. He's not the maker of robots. He's not the maker. They make movies these days where they have someone looks just like a human, but really they're a robot. God's not like that. God makes perfect creatures. And in order to be perfect, what keeps you from being a Pinocchio, what keeps you from being a robot is your will. And God put into the angels when he created them. He put into men when he created them something that's very dangerous to God. And that's a will. Right now you serve God or you don't serve God because of your will. So this question is asked in Isaiah 14:12. How did it happen, Lucifer? You were the son of the morning. And then it gives the answer, because you said, I will. And he was the first one who ever crossed God's will. He's the first one that ever went against God's will. No one tempted him. He took his God-given will and turned it against God. And he made these five infamous I wills. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. But here's verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Lucifer was the first one to cross God's will. God has a will. And when Jesus came into the world, look how he was exactly opposite to Lucifer. He said, I come to do thy will. I delight to do thy will. When he came into the earth, God had prepared a body for him. And in that body, he was to do God's will. God has a will for the earth and for its peoples. In the dispensation in which Christ lived, he came exactly on time, the Messiah. It was his job to do God's will in the body that God prepared for him. Now, when I woke up that morning and I heard, a body hast thou prepared for me, I knew that God wanted to say something more to me than that when Jesus came into the world, he had a body prepared for him. I knew there was a deeper meaning. There was another layer that God wanted to. The Jews say it like this, like the scripture. A scripture is like an onion. And you peel and get the basic meaning, and then you take another layer and a deeper meaning. I knew God was saying something else to me. A body hast thou prepared for me. About that same time, I had watched, we have a church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, where Pastor Lee Morgans and my son, Chip, they share pastoring there. Pastor Lee's a senior, my son. And they had this Vision Sunday. And I knew they got it from Pastor Keith Moore, because Chip used to go to Keith's church in Branson, where I live. And once a year, Pastor Moore has Vision Sunday. So they adapted that down in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and they made a green card. And on one side of it, they have written what, and it's something you do at the beginning of the year. And on one side of it, they give every person in the church one. And on one side of it, the person writes, what more I can do for God. The other side is divided. It's a long card, and it's divided into two sections. Top section, what I want. No, excuse me, what I need. And there you put what you need to do more for God, really, what you need in your life. You might need your rent paid. So if you do, you write down, need my rent paid. Then the bottom half of the card is written, what I want. Not to be limited, just in your heart's desires. You write them down there. Then by the end of the year, you see what your faith has been able to bring you. Well, I watched that morning, and when I turned it off, I thought, I'll make myself one of these little cards. Then it came to me, what does God need? What does God need? I thought about it. So I came out to Prayer Mountain, and I spoke to the people out here. And I said, what does God need? What does he absolutely need? God has needs. We like to think that he doesn't, but he does. And so I woke up that morning and it said, a body hath thou prepared for me. And the Lord made me to know his primary need in the earth is still a body. He needs a body to work through. He needs the body of Christ to work through. A body in this earth is a badge of authority. Satan needs bodies to work through. The Holy Spirit needs bodies to work through. Now, God has a plan. He has a will for the earth and its peoples. And in our dispensation, we are to be his body, his channel through which he can get his will into the earth. Christ is the anointed one, the head, and we are the body. Ephesians 5:22 says, he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, or ecclesia, or assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, the church which is his body, the church which is his body, the church which is his body. That settles it. The church is his body in the earth right now. And God has a will for earth and its peoples right now. And for him to get that will into the earth. Now, it's going to change when Adam's lease is up. But God gave the authority on the earth to Adam. Satan usurped that authority. Adam gave it over to him. It's his. He's the prince of the power of the air. One day, the legalities are going to change when Adam's lease is up. But right now, God has to have a body in the earth to get his will into the earth. This is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can contact us at billybrim.org, billybrim.org, or call us at 1-800-972-3447. You are a part of the body of Christ, and God needs you. Tune in tomorrow. Shalom.